So is Yosef mochel the brothers? Was Yosef not mochel his brothers? That's the question. And how is this relevant to halacha l'maisa? So if you look at the psukim in Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayichi, first the psukim say that Yosef said, oh, everything is from Hashem, don't worry about it, he told the brothers. But we never actually find that he was mochel them. Again, in Parshas Vayigash, the pasuk says that Yosef gave everyone kisses, the brothers gave kisses to Yosef, Yosef gave kisses to the brothers, to Binyamin, everyone gets kisses. Again, no mechila, but a lot of kissing. Then in Parshas Vayichi, Yosef also, after Yaakov dies, the brothers tell Yosef, oh, Yaakov said not to take revenge on us. And Yosef says, don't worry about it, it's all from Hashem. You know, but again, no actual mechila. So was Yosef mochelem or not? So the Gemara in Yuma in Pei Zayin Amud Aleph says that we learn from the brothers how to ask for forgiveness. Because the brothers said, ana sana, those three words, and those three words, you see, they have to ask for forgiveness three times. So it sounds like from that Gemara that the brothers asked for forgiveness, and there would be no reason why Yosef wouldn't give that mechila, because they were doing an actual request for mechila. So presumably Yosef, who was, you know, a tzaddik, did mechila. And in fact, in Sefer Chassidim, it says in Mefurish, in that Yosef went with Nimishur Sadin. He didn't have to be Mochel the brothers, but he was Mochel the brothers. Again, we see Yosef gave the brothers Mechila. In Medrash Shocher Tov Al Tehillim, I saw this brought down in the Pninim Debei Midrasha on Parshas Vayigash, and Daf Resh Ayin Aleph. He also points out that Yosef was Mochel the brothers, and he brings a Kavachomer, that look, we say that the brothers, the Medrash says that the reason why the brothers, after they dipped the blood in of Yosef, the Yosef's coat in blood, so because they did that, Achashverosh and Haman sat down to eat, because just like Yosef and the brothers sat down to eat after killing, quote unquote, killing Yosef, so Hashem gave a punishment that Achashverosh and Haman would sit down to eat after trying to exterminate the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Medrash, how woe is to us, look at this, if we got punished, even though the brothers who did Yosef was mochel them, and yet we still got punished, how much more so when we do something bad and we don't get mechila? So you see from the Medrash that Yosef was mochel the brothers. Another choice that Yosef was mochel the brothers. And Rashi and Shir HaShirim seems to say the same thing. Pasuk talks about Nechama, and Rashi says of Nechama of a brother. And so Rashi says, oh, this means that Yosef gave a mechila to his brothers. And the Yalkut Shimoni as well, saw this brought down in the Sefer Mea Torah and Daf Shin Samachay. He brings down also that Yosef was mochel the brothers from the Yalkut Shimoni. However, on the other hand, you have a wild Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Vayechi. The Rabbeinu Bechai says that the Pasuk never says Yosef was mochel the brothers. And in fact, Yosef was never mochel the brothers, because if he would have been, the Pasuk would have told us about such a mechila. And because Yosef was never mochel the brothers, and the brothers died without a mechila, so the brothers deserved punishment. And that punishment was through the form of Asara Ruge Malchus. The 10 martyrs who died years later was a retribution, was a punishment for the fact that the brothers sold Yosef and were never forgiven. The Sefer Chavetzal Sharon says that Rashi argues with this Rabbeinu Bechai. Why? This is a tshuva to Rashi. Rashi was asked, what about this guy makes a shvua? I swear I'm not going to be mochel, my friend. Now he wants to know, is the shvua chal? And Rashi says, yes, the shvua is chal. The shvua is a good shvua. Now this guy who made the swear wants to know, can I kiss my friend? So Rashi says, no way, you can't kiss him, because kissing is a form of mechila. Says the Chavetzal Sharon, kissing is a form of mechila. Well, we know Yosef kissed the brothers. So Rashi must hold that Yosef did forgive the brothers, not like this Rabbeinu Bechai. So we have a big machlokas, did Yosef forgive the brothers, or did Yosef not forgive the brothers? Regardless, we need to know, so how come the brothers were punished? According to Rashi, if there was a mechila, so why were the brothers punished? So I saw it brought down the name of the Palayowitz, because the brothers never actually did any tainus or took upon tshuva upon themselves. And similarly, the Chida says, the brothers never did tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they just did tshuva to Yosef, Ben Adam HaChamero, but they never rectified their Ben Adam HaMakom. That's why the Asara Rugei Malchus came, even if you hold that Yosef forgave the brothers.